Going to continue the hour by talking about a cool event that's coming up for later this month right here in Chapel Hill. Saturday, April 27th, mark your calendars. Everyone's invited out to the Jackson Center on West Rosemary Street for the annual Northside Festival, celebration of Chapel Hill's Northside neighborhood with kids' games and family activities and music and dancing and food and a whole lot more from noon to 3:30. JacksonCenter.info is their website. Go there and get more details online. And we're joined here in the studio to talk about by a couple of special guests. George Barrett is the executive director of the Jackson Center, and Josh Norell is the Learning Across Generations coordinator. George, Josh, thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Thank you for having us. Good morning.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
I did not ask you, Josh. Did I get your last name right, Norell?
Yeah, you got it right.
Great.
Norell,
okay,
Norell,
good.
You're right.
I was like, I looked down. I was like, I really should have asked about the pronunciation before. You've been sitting here for 10 minutes. Ask the most important question. Okay, so that was like the 10-second summary. Tell us about the festival. What's it going to entail?
Yeah, so the Northside Festival, it's an amazing festival that's right in front of the Jackson Center on West Rosemary Street. We actually shut down the street and are fully in the street. And it's reviving the May Day celebration that took place at Orange County Training School, which was the black segregated school in Chapel Hill that was located in the Northside community. And so it's a way to revive the history of that festival and revive the history of the community. So we do things like wrapping the maypole, have like old school field games and sack races and things. But we also really have homegrown talent. So we have folks like the Junior Reaver Gospel Singers, which is a local gospel group with folks who are part of the neighborhood who are in that group. We also have a community choir that we're assembling from the local black churches within the area. And and it's just a great time to like revive the history of that celebration, but also bring new folks into that and celebrate this community that has so much history and abundance and strength and has done so much for this community and for Chapel Hill and Carrboro at large. And it's a great time for people to come together.
That's awesome. I love like reviving the history of like not even just that particular May Day celebration, but like May Day in general, yeah, which was such a big thing, and mm-hmm. we don't talk about it as much anymore. Right. We do those traditions, so that's cool.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah. What are some of the other highlights that folks should know about with this festival? This is an annual thing. How big has it been in previous years?
It's an annual thing. In previous years, I think our biggest in 2019, we had about maybe 500 to 600 people there.
Nice.
But because of the pandemic, it had to be dormant for a few years. And last year, we revived it back for the first time since the pandemic. And I would say there's about 300 folks. So we're anticipating maybe in the 400 or so amount of people that are there.
And celebrating not just that festival, but also the history of Northside as a neighborhood,
exactly.
Right? Which is what the Jackson Center is all about.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. So yeah, it's going to be really great. Josh is actually leading a really great activity. I don't know if you want to talk about it, Josh.
So one of the activities that we're going to have during the festival is a builders program, or more of a builders activity for the children. But it's to represent the builders gate that is being built to honor all of the black masons and the people who helped build Chapel Hill, essentially. So we're going to be essentially handing out kits to the kids and having them practice building various things like little cute chartboards or little cute birdhouses.
Nice.
It's super dope. We're going to have a couple of the elders come out and, you know, talk to the kids and let them know, just share the information that they have. So it's going to be really cool. I hope to see a lot of people there.
Love it. Is that going on like for the entire festival, or like,
yeah, I'm going to be doing it until I run out of kits for kids.
So show up in the first 15 minutes. noon to 3:30 is the Northside Festival again, Saturday, April 27th, a couple of weeks from now. So mark your calendars for that. Speaking with George Barrett and Josh Norell from the Jackson Center. JacksonCenter.info is the website. Marion Cheek Jackson Center, right? The full name.
Yes.
Tell us about the Jackson Center and the work that you do year round.
So the Jackson Center, we're a nonprofit that is based in the Northside neighborhood, and we work in three historically black neighborhoods, Northside, Pine Knolls, and Tintop, which are adjacent to the downtown but also close to the university. And our mission is to honor, renew, and build community within these three neighborhoods. And so we take an approach of very first and foremost at the base, working directly with the residents who have lived there and who have so much history, and like and collaborate directly with them to figure out how we want to sustain these neighborhoods. And strategically, we do that through organizing and advocacy work, so a lot around housing and also how to retain long-term residents who have been there forever who want to stay while also bringing new families in. Youth and education, which is what Josh is in, really taking these histories from the community and actually telling these histories to K-12 schools and to the next generation of folks. And then Celebration and Connection, which is where the Northside Festival fits in. Just knowing that like our community has gone through a lot, but we still have a lot to celebrate and there's still a lot of abundance here that we can celebrate. And so how do we connect people across different lines of difference and also celebrate the history and the existing wins that have happened in the neighborhood?
Awesome. Josh, what's your education work throughout the year? What are some of the things you do?
A lot of the things that I do is workshops with the different Chapel Hill, Carrboro City Schools. I go there and then I teach them like the history of the North of Northside, Tin Tops, and I also go to different like orgs, and we have workshops for them surrounding like confidence building and also just more history. You'll be surprised with how many people don't actually know the history of Northside. So it's always refreshing whenever I do have a workshop and everyone's like, wow, and they have so many questions. So nice. It's super dope that it's honestly one of the best jobs that I've ever had. So,
love it.
Yeah.
Again, the Marion Cheek Jackson Center located on West Rosemary Street hosting the annual Northside Festival Saturday, April 27th, noon to 3:30. JacksonCenter.info is the website for more information, fun for the whole family, and everyone's invited out. Speaking with George Barrett and Josh Norell, and as we wrap up this conversation, what else should folks know about the festival, and what else should folks know about the Jackson Center?
Yeah, I mean, I think one thing that folks should know about the festival is that everything is free. You know, there's we don't charge for admission. There's free food. We're gonna have hot dogs. We cook about like 1,000 hot dogs, and then also it's a potluck style. So like we have people from the community who are bringing all different dishes. So you come and you have a famous dish that you want to bring, please come through. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think people should expect all of that fun, good times, and then also to make sure to bring your dancing shoes, because we will be dancing in the street, literally in the street.
The reason why we shut the street down.
right.
Yeah, use it. Again, Saturday, April 27th, noon to 3:30, shutting down West Rosemary Street for the Northside Festival hosted by the Jackson Center. JacksonCenter.info is the website. Go there and get more information about the work that they do all year round and details about the festival. George, Josh, thank you both so much for being with us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Yeah.